Hi, welcome to yet another episode of Maria's Nuggets. I am your host, Mary Bamidele. Welcome on board. Okay, so it's really been a long time since I released an episode of my podcast. I'm sorry. Ooh, it has been a lot, you know. It has been a really bumpy ride, but we are thankful. Yeah, we are thankful. I mean, we are still here, okay, and that counts for something. It actually counts a lot. The fact that we are right here in this moment, that you are right here in this moment, breathing, living each day. It does count in many ways we, you know, don't even think about. All right, so on to this episode. You know, I was just lying in bed and something dropped in my mind that how about I do an episode of my podcast? Then I kind of like went through my notes because I have like a list of, you know, topics I want to talk about, and I was just like going through it. Then nothing was like coming to me, nothing was like jumping at me like, do this, talk about that. I wasn't having that vibe. Then a single line dropped in my spirit, and that line was, everything good will come. And then I kind of zhuzh that up. I like the word zhuzh. So I kind of like zhuzh it up and I turned it to, everything good and beautiful will come. And you know, it's really apt that I'm talking about it now, because the world we live in now, let's even come back to our country in Nigeria, it's like everything is just like messed up, things aren't working out the way we want, and it's always like, okay, every day with its own troubles, attendance, issues we have to deal with, and the old trajectory of things isn't really working out the way we want. And half of the time people are like, oh, it is to japa out of this country, like this country isn't for us, like this country isn't healthy at all. I remember talking with some friends yesterday, and they were like, oh, in this country Nigeria, it is not easy to make money. No, this country Nigeria is not even it at all. Maybe you just have to like get out of the country and that's how you make your money. Fine, I do believe in getting out of the country. I mean, by all means, I want to go to Maldives. I want to go to Miami and all those countries starting with M. But at the same time, I do believe that even in the midst of the mess happening all around, I do believe there is the place of hope. There is the place of peace. There is the place of ease. And I believe that all things good and beautiful will definitely come as long as we desire it. You see, if we have this struggle mentality, that, oh, it is when I struggle for this, it is when I struggle for that, I can only get that via struggling, then it will be that way. But if we have this mentality of, nah, everything good and beautiful will come, you know, people who do words of affirmation, I always thought that was like crap. I mean, how will I stand in front of the mirror and be like, I am beautiful, I am perfect, everything good and beautiful will come to me, today is blessed. So it was until I got to a point in time and I was like, wow, really, you command your day, you command each morning, and you hold fast to the belief, to the hope. And you have faith that everything good and beautiful will truly come. There are times when it's like things aren't working out the way you want. There are times when it's like, do you know that where you are currently, it's something you've always prayed about. It's something you've always prayed for. Okay, so I remember back then, like several years ago now, not up to 10 years, maybe like 5 years ago. Yeah. And I was at this point in my life where it was like nothing was happening the way I wanted. I was depressed. I was moody half of the time. I didn't find like any cause to rejoice. So, but now that I think about that point in time, the stuff I wanted back then, I have it now. And even now, I'm no longer living with in the realization of, oh, what I wanted back then, I got it, because I'm already looking forward to the next. I'm already looking forward to having another. I'm already looking forward to having yet another thing. So yeah, everything good and beautiful will definitely come. It is all up to us to hope firmly and to have faith, okay? I think there's this thin line between hope and faith. Hope and faith, they are interrelated. And as long as you keep hope burning in your veins, as long as you believe, because I think I've said it before, that worrying changes nothing. Nah, it changes nothing. And the only thing that gets us going is faith. The only thing that gets us going is believe, hope, and the fact that, you know, that light, the proverbial light at the end of the tunnel, I would definitely get there. I'm not trying to sound motivational-ish, but what gets us going every single day? It is hope. It is belief. The moment we stop believing, the moment we stop hoping, the moment we stop having that faith in us that, nah, I'm going to eat that, you know, that thing I want to definitely come to me. I'll get to it someday. Might not be today, might not be tomorrow, but definitely I'll eat that summit. The moment we lose hold of that faith, of that belief, it's like we have nothing to live for. So faith is what keeps us going. Strong belief in the fact that everything good and beautiful will come. That is what keeps us going. So yeah, I just want to stay with you listening to me right now. And I'm also telling myself also that stop worrying. Stop worrying. Yeah, it's hard, but try not to worry about stuff too much. Try not to let it overwhelm you. Try not to place too much on your chest. Try not to tight the whole world on your chest. How about you try believing that everything good and beautiful will definitely come to you? How about you hold firmly to the belief that things will work out even more than you think or imagine? You know, there are times when we think, oh, we have it all covered. My belief system is all good. You know, I'm structured, I'm rock solid in the faith and belief that, oh yeah, I got this. But there comes times in our life when it's like, we got nothing. For someone that I tend to believe that, okay, I have faith, I believe. But there are times when I lack faith even in myself. There are times when I don't believe in me. So recently, I think sometime ago, I wrote it out in bold print. I can do it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I plastered it somewhere in my room. So anytime my eye, you know, flicks over there, yeah, it's resonating me again. And it helps my belief system. It helps me believe in me more again. So yeah, I just want to tell you that believe, okay? Believe. Just believe, okay? Yeah, believe. There's this verse of scripture that says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And he that commits to God must first believe that he is. And he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Yeah, so life is all about believing. Don't lose your faith. Don't lose hope. I know this country is messed up, but don't lose hope. There is something in this country for you. And if there isn't something in this country for you, then somewhere else, I hope you don't lose faith in you. I hope you keep pushing. I hope you don't struggle. I hope you move with ease. I hope everything wonderful, beautiful, everything good, I hope it comes to you. I hope you get to that light at the tunnel faster, quicker than you imagine. I hope you have a beautiful life. Yeah. Okay, so I decided that this particular episode wouldn't be long and, you know, lengthy. So we'll just stop here. And I'll see you in my next episode. Till then, stay safe, love, and light. Bye.